This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. We'll be seeing very warm, dry air in the area this afternoon and this evening, coupled with gusty winds, which has prompted the National Weather Service to issue a red flag warning for the area through tonight. As of this past Thursday, Campbell County recorded 87 more confirmed COVID-19 cases, increasing the number of active cases to 369. There are now 6,987 confirmed cases in the county since the pandemic began, with 768 probable and 7,258 recovered cases in the county, according to the Wyoming Department of Health. The lockdown at the Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center continues, with more than 20 residents testing positive for COVID-19 during the facility's latest lockdown. A COVID-19 unit was opened inside the Legacy early in September, and currently there are 11 residents in that unit. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Very warm, dry air in the area this afternoon and this evening, coupled with gusty winds, has prompted the National Weather Service to issue a red flag warning for the area through tonight. Booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine have been made available by Campbell County Health to those who have received their full two-shot series of Pfizer vaccines. An additional testing facility run by Curative has opened across the street from City Hall in the old Cloud Peak Energy Building, which public health hopes will expedite the testing process for the community and lighten the load of public health staff. For more information, you can go to curative.com/sites. A 20-year-old man was injured in an ATV rollover crash over the weekend that resulted in his being taken to Campbell County Memorial Hospital, then being transferred to another hospital. The extent of his injuries is unknown. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.